Well, it's a great solution if the Bible's not the Word of God, and if the gospel of Jesus Christ is something we can transform and redefine, and we have the right to do that. But the fact is that if the church ever follows that logic, there is no end to it, and it's just the abandonment of the gospel. It's the abandonment of historic Christianity. It's the abandonment of the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We're really not under doubt. We're not living in doubt as to what the Bible says the gospel is, and what it identifies as sin, and what it defines as marriage. And the Christian church, if it's going to stand on some authority other than the authority of the Word of God, and that faith once for all delivered to the saints, as made clear in the creeds and confessions of the church, then frankly, we don't even know what Christianity is. And that's the path liberal Christianity has taken, the liberal Protestant denominations. It's the experiment the Roman Catholic Church seems to be determined to set itself upon, even in recent days. But the gospel-believing church can't go there. We are, so to speak, gloriously stuck with Jesus and the apostles. There's no other place I'd want to be. But that means that at times, long before we arrive in 2015, the church has been told it was on the wrong side of history. And by the way, that may be even be true. We may be on the wrong side of history, but we're not on the wrong side of eschatology.